people.
Don't you know?
Places.
Don't you know?
Events.
Don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL FM is proud to present...
Don't you know?
Hi, you're listening to Don't You Know? I'm Terry Tenseth, and I have very special guests with me, the president of Winona State University here in Winona, Minnesota. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Dr. Judith Ramaley. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm recovering from commencement, and I think there's a hereafter.
There is, and there's sunshine to come, I'm sure of it, and hopefully a week.
Not today, yeah, I would say. It's fun to talk to people who are getting ready to graduate because they're so happy.
And their parents are, too.
Oh, their parents are happy. Their boyfriends and girlfriends are happy. Their younger siblings aren't happy.
Because now they got to live up.
Now they have to live up to this wonderful story that their older sibling has told. But that's why I'm here, actually. Because I want to talk about something we're up to that I think people in your audience are going to be interested in.
And you're talking to us about an initiative through the Bush Foundation mm-hmm. called Teach 21. Mm-hmm. And I bet not a lot of people probably know about it, but they know that teachers are important. So if you could fill us in on the details a little bit.
Well, there is a little more to the story than that.
Yes.
That is true. The story goes this way. We're all trying to prepare young people for a rapidly changing world. And all the research that's been done in recent years about what contributes to success focuses on the teacher. There are a lot of other things going on in a young person's life that affect whether they come to school ready to learn. Mm-hmm. But whether they then learn depends on their teacher and the kind of environment he or she puts into classroom and how that person interacts with the students and so on. The problem is there are about 50,000 teachers in Minnesota and the two Dakotas, and that's the territory covered by the Bush Foundation. And when you look at their ages, you realize half of them are going to retire over the next 10 years.
That's frightening. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. So we're all interested in who will replace those experienced teachers as that turnover begins. So a couple of years ago, the Bush Foundation decided because the pivotal point is the teacher and what he or she can do, that they would launch a 10-year campaign, which matches up pretty well with the transition we'll mm-hmm. be going through. And they invited 14 different institutions, some of which are working together, some of which are working separately, to focus on how we attract people to the teaching profession, how we prepare them, how we place them, and how we work with the schools after they're placed in the first few years of their careers to help them get off to a good start and be successful. So that's four different things: recruit, prepare, place, and support. And thinking differently about each of those important things. Somebody can come to the teaching profession at any time of life. They can decide as they start college that they want to be a teacher. They may figure out somewhere during their undergraduate experience that they have what it takes to be a good teacher. Or they may decide later in their lives that now it's time to give back and they want to use what they've learned to help other people. So you need a lot of different ways to attract people to teaching. Prepare them based on what they bring with them when they start that process, and then to help them once they're in the profession. Winona State is one of those institutions that's in this Bush network, which they now call NEXT, which is a kind of cool acronym,
yes,
I think.
Yes, aptly named.
Aptly named. It's Network for Excellence in Teaching. And what we're doing is under the label of Teach 21, but each of the schools has its own label for it. But we're all part of this network. We're interacting with each other, but we're approaching these challenges in different ways because we're different kinds of institutions in different places, attracting different sorts of students, and working with different kinds of communities with different needs in their schools. So the power of this is not just the idea that individual schools might come up with a better way to prepare a teacher and support them in the profession, but that together we can be even more than we could be separately. The idea is to reinforce that first stage, which is attracting people to teaching, by an ad campaign. And this month is a good time for that, because people are either preparing to go to college and are thinking about what they want to major in, or it's the end of the school year and it's about time to declare a major and they haven't done that yet and they're thinking about what they want to be. Or they've been in the workforce for a while and now they really want to give back and they're trying to decide if they would like to be a teacher. And when you think about how many people we have to prepare over the next decade, it's a good thing people are thinking, because we're going to need as many really hard-charging good people in the profession as we can attract. So these ads will be placed where people that you hope might be interested might want to be.
Right.
Some of the main TV programs, some obvious online sites. But the best part is there'll be a quiz.
Oh, well, because if you're going to teach, you should expect that anyways, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a teacher, you have to be comfortable with quizzes. So this particular quiz is called Are You Wired to Teach?
Nice.
Nice. So I'm going to give you an example.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
All right.
You think you can handle it?
I think I can handle it.
Let's find out if you are wired to teach. Okay. Here's an example. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. The school year has just begun. Alex, who fell short of expectations last year, is once again in your class. You help Alex by allowing him to set his own realistic goals. Make sure they aren't too aggressive. After all, Alex isn't all that bright. So you don't want Alex to set himself up for failure. Would you agree or disagree with that strategy?
You know, the maternal instinct says agree, but I'm going to say disagree, because maybe Alex just needs a challenge. Who knows what's going to happen?
You appear to have
wiring
for teaching, because that is the answer. Designing highly ambitious goals that require hard work for every student in your class is exactly what you ought to do. And sometimes that's exactly what's needed to get people focused and passionate and wanting to learn. So a positive attitude and big goals is exactly what you want to do.
Ha-ha. Yay!
One more?
Sure.
One more? Okay. Jamie appears to be confused by your lesson plan today. When you call on Jamie to answer a question, she tries not to meet your eyes, and she provides an incorrect response when she does respond. To protect Jamie from embarrassment and help her better understand the lesson, you immediately move on to another student who appears confident, and that student gives the response. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, I would disagree on that one.
Ah.
Because it teaches the kid to study more, so the next time they get called out, they might be more prepared, hopefully. And it teaches the other students a lesson, too, at the same time.
Well, you bet. Instead of moving on to the next student, an effective teacher would inquire about how Jamie came up with the answer that she did give and try to draw her out a bit. See how much she has figured out, kind of peer into her mind a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Maybe ask it another way.
Ask it another way. Maybe she's got part of it, but she put together the pieces a little wrong. And and so the elements are there, but kind of scattered. Effective teachers are always doing that to figure out how students are responding to the material, what's going on in their heads. But it also sends a good message to other students that you respect and care about what the students are learning and what they know and what they understand.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of the questions in Wired to Teach really have to do with your attitude toward other people. And do you care about what's going on for them? Do you have some of the instincts that develop through a teacher preparation program would make you an effective teacher in the classroom? We only need 25,000 of those people.
There you go.
Well, if you ever get tired of radio, you may want to consider a new profession.
In teaching.
Although I understand you actually do a good bit of teaching anyway.
I do a little bit.
And it's important to think about the fact that people don't just teach in the classroom. All of us teach all the time, and all of us are learning all the time. And a lot of what the Bush Project is about is recognizing that and trying to build on it. Most people come into life totally curious about how the world works. That's how we acquire language. That's how we get to know other people. That's how we begin to sort ourselves out over time. Well, people who particularly love working with other folks to help them do that are the next generation of teachers. And I hope that people will this month look for those ads. They'll think about whether they have it in them. They'll think about whether this is a profession that would be appealing to them, because we need that kind of change maker in people's lives to identify that special quality in themselves and go off and help other people learn.
It's very important. I remember as a child in the 80s seeing ads for a call for teachers a long time ago. So it seems like now we're going to that again.
We are, and whether or not this works, what's really interesting about the Bush approach is it's experimental. Let's give it
a shot.
The old college try. And if it really works, then it'll be repeated at other times, and folks are likely to be making choices about where they want to head next in their lives. If it doesn't work, then on to Plan B. And if you ask me what Plan B is, I don't know. But each of the individual institutions is developing its own strategy for recruiting and attracting people to these kinds of programs. Winona State has several different ways you can become a teacher. In Rochester, we have a 2+2 program where people can start their preparation at a 2-year institution, transfer into our upper division program, which is beautifully designed to prepare people for today's teaching profession and for today's students. In Winona, we have a cohort that comes together in the freshman year and is deeply immersed in education from very early on in very meaningful ways, very real ways that allow them to test their vocation early. We also have other teacher preparation programs that people apply for and enter in their junior year. And we have a growing connection between the College of Education and science and engineering in particular, because there is a very acute need for science and math teachers at middle and high school, as well as elementary teachers who are comfortable with and effective in teaching science and math in the elementary grades. So lots of different choices. Also in Rochester, we have a program for people who are in mid-career and with an intense, much shorter interval, want to prepare themselves to be teachers.
Nice, that's a nice option.
It's a great option, particularly for people who have completed their service, say at IBM, therefore have a strong background in science, technology, mathematics, who now want to teach, usually in high school. All these different ways are good ways to prepare to be a teacher, some of them more familiar, some alternative, but every one of them, well designed and thoughtfully developed, can lead to a teaching experience and then a career. And our hope is that we will do our part to find and prepare that 25,000 people. Obviously, we won't do all 25,000, but we'll do our share. We're proud of our programs. We started out as a normal school in 1858. Teaching is the very nature of our being, and across the whole university, we have people who are wired to be teachers. Some of them work K-12 to prepare teachers. Others work in different ways in the professions and the arts and science disciplines. But a place as wired as we are, not to mention we're a laptop university,
yes.
So we also are wired in other ways, as well as wireless. This is just natural to us. It's who we are, it's where we have been, but it's also where we're headed in the future.
That's great. And I'm sure all your listeners out there recognize the fact that at some point in time you had a teacher that really made a difference in your life, and maybe that has inspired you to think about that. Think about your friends who may be going through the career choice, and maybe suggest, hey, why not be a teacher to them?
And I'm hoping that that's exactly what will come to your mind, and that you'll show up on our doorstep or at some other institution talking about teaching. You can also go to www.nextteacher.org and learn a lot about the journey you could go on to become a great teacher. Welcome aboard.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time out for us today here at KQAL.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
A pleasure is all ours.
Carry on.
Another thank you to Dr. Judith Romali, president of Winona State University, for taking time to visit with us about Teach 21 and NEXT, Excellence in Teaching. To learn more about what we talked about today, visit www.nextprogram.org. You've been listening to Don't You Know.
Thanks for listening to Don't You Know. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Don't You Know is produced by KQAL-FM to keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona. Visit us online at kqal.org.